This is Circe Olson Wessner, the Executive Director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. I happen to be in New Braunfels, Texas, and we are at the Overseas Brats Gathering, and I am speaking with Gene Moser, and he has a very interesting brat childhood, but he also was foundational in starting Operation Footlocker, of which we are now united with. So, Gene, tell me a little bit about where you went to school.
Okay, I started school at Fort Sill Elementary in the first grade, obviously, in 1949. In the middle of that year, I went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for 3.5 years. Following that, I went to Japan for 2 years, but two schools in those 2 years, one of which was halfway through fifth grade, and then the other half, fifth grade and sixth grade. Then I went to Fitchburg, Massachusetts for half of seventh grade, where I was in junior high school, and then I went to Alexandria, Virginia for the rest of seventh grade, where I was back in elementary school. I then went to eighth grade at Mount Vernon High School, where we were told we were eighth graders and we were mice and we were not high school students. I then went for 4 years to Fishburne Military School in Waynesboro, Virginia, and managed to stay 4 years in the same high school because my father was paying for it.
So you are obviously a military brat. What branch of service?
There is only one, of course, Army.
Army. I think the Marines would argue that, but okay. That's good. Army is a noble profession. So you're here at the Overseas Brats Gathering. How many have you been to, and why do you come?
I've been to, I believe this is my 14th. I come especially to see old friends. For a long time, it was because I was bringing a footlocker along with me, because I was until... the museum took it over, the operations officer for Operation Footlocker.
So let's talk about Operation Footlocker. I have the story written down, but I've never talked to I have talked to Mary Wirch, but talk to me about how did you really start this? I've seen some emails, I've seen some stories, but you were here doing it, you came up with the idea.
Well, no, I didn't come up with the person who actually got the idea of a mobile footlocker was, I believe, Mary Wirch. And it was on an old AOL military brat group. Mm-hmm. And we wanted a monument to brats, and it was decided that since we moved a lot, it needed to be mobile. There was an argument about what it should be, and footlocker won out. Rita Jones Nicholson said, "I've got a footlocker I can donate." And I, not knowing who Mary Wirch was, said, "Well, hey, I can help. I'm a writer." And the three of us banded together, called ourselves the Three Footlocker Tears. Yep. And put the footlocker together.
So, the original footlocker that Rita gave, is that one of the ones that the museum took?
I don't think so. I think it was, would you believe, damaged in transit?
Wow. So there were three of you, and so how did you get all the people? Because when we received the footlockers, they were crammed full. I opened up a footlocker. It was like a treasure chest. I sat on the floor and just read through all the folios. How did you do this? The internet was just fledgling. So how did you?
It's sort of fledgling, but we started going to reunions. We started going to the gatherings and asked for donations. And people sent stuff to us. They left it to us at gatherings. They left it to us at reunions from various overseas schools. And I donated a few things. Rita donated a few things. Mary donated a few things, and so on like that. And it just sort of like Topsy grew.
And it really is an interesting phenomenon, because a lot of times the items were accompanied with letters from the donors. Many of them were made out to you, and they'd say things like, "Gene, I am giving you this teddy bear, Yogi, who is our mascot."
Gigi would be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, he is. He's been in most of the traveling Foot Lockers. His picture, I request that people take their picture with. He's been to Fort Belvoir and Andrews Air Force Base. He's been to Ann O'Malley's Bar and Pub down in St. Augustine.
But I hope he didn't put make too big of a bar tab.
No, well, I don't know. I didn't get a bill, so it's good. So how did you guys come up with the ideas to pay one way and people needed to then donate an item to it and pay the way back? How did you come up with that concept?
Well, the original concept was to start at point A, and they would take it, and then they would deliver it to point B, who would send it to point C, to point D, and so on, and eventually come back to me, and then start out again. So the idea was we'd have paid to point A, point A would have paid to point B, and so on. Mm-hmm. So there's not a real amount of money for any one group, including us.
Right, and you know, it's kind of funny because it did do that this summer. It went to the USO on the East Coast, and then it went down to Florida, and then they drove it to the USO in Jacksonville. So it did really do, and then it got shipped back to me. And so I think that was nice because most of the time it's a one way. But I'm liking how out of the blue I'll get an email saying we'd like to have the Foot Locker somewhere, you know, can you get it to us? And sometimes I've had conflicting, you know, 3 Foot Locker requests and only two available.
Right.
So you know what I'm amazed with is that it's been very honest. Nobody has stolen anything
that we know of.
You know, and so when I send it, things come back. I had one mother who sent photographs of her son, just Xerox photographs of a baby and of a teenager and of a young man. And then the last page it said, R.I.P., rest in peace, my angel. So we never know what we're getting in the Foot Locker. I've never had anything go missing. I've had people call me and say, hey, you know, I'm looking, I think I've lost something, and I'll say, no, it's here, you've got it. And people are so cognizant that this is a treasure, and we don't know what we get back in it, and we don't know how people respond when they get it. Do you have any good stories about the Foot Locker?
On the spur of the moment, that's a real hard question to answer because all of it has been really good. I've been really proud to be associated with it, and I've met a lot of very interesting people. Unfortunately, is story just to this again right now, I can't really help you with.
Well,
if on the other hand I think one, I'll let you know.
Okay, and then you can send it to us. We'll put it in a folio.
I know what email is.
Thank you. Actually, I think they're calling us to dinner, and it's Oktoberfest, so I'm sure it's a big German feed. So I just wanted to say, once again, this is Circe Olson-Wessner with the Museum of the American Military Family, and I have been speaking to Gene Moser, founder of Operation Foot Locker, co-founder. So thank you very, very much.
And thank you.